Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, another busy week around your office.
Yes, it's been busy. We got a lot of pushback on a release that we had put out decreasing the price on the 263 options to non-insiders, and that was not received well, but I have to tell you that part of the package that these guys get, and in order to keep them for as long as I've kept them, and I do need those people, because we put a lot of information out. A lot of the information comes out through them, and so they're getting a small stipend, but that's not enough to keep them working. They want to see some upside, and options are the upside. So we reduced the price from $2.63 down to $1, which is still a 20% premium over the price of the stock. Now, that's one way to keep your people intact. Some of these people have been with me for up to 40 years, and I want to keep them intact and give them incentives to continue to do the work that they're doing for us. So that's the whole idea behind it. The insiders, such as the directors and officers, did not enjoy that benefit. We're still up there at 263, and that's the way it should be. But to push back on the little guy is way beyond me. And so that's the rationale behind it. You know that larger companies, like Google and all those, are losing employees, due to the fact that they're not satisfied with the management, or they don't see any incentive to stay with the company. And this is happening right down to McDonald's and you name it. You're losing staff. And I don't know where these guys are going, but I guess they feel that they may as well, get on the dole if that's the way it is, and make as much money as if they were working. So we don't want that to happen with our organization, and so we reduced those options to keep that incentive alive. Now, let's move on to some of the things that are happening out there in the real world, and that is that the margins are starting to get squeezed on what a recycler will pay for a battery. And it originates out of China, where they have the ability to pay more for the batteries than the recycler could, and run them through their systems and either break even or still make money or even lose money. But it kills the competition. And that's why we've been working so hard for the last 5 years to come up with a project that's, as bulletproof as we can make it. It's not just for the environment, but you have to make money or else you're not going to succeed. So, our end product, the precursor, sells at a premium. So, we'll get that premium. And but in the same regard, we should be able to get a lot of contracts once this thing's perfected, and contracts with companies that basically want to turn around that 10% loss they're getting. And remember, when you're first starting out as a manufacturer, your losses can go up to 50-60%, or let's say an average of 30%. So that's a lot of material, a lot of scraps that are going to come loose in the first year with a new battery manufacturer. Everything doesn't work perfect. And as far as I'm concerned, we're in a real hot position, a very good position. People are not recognizing that yet, although we've talked to a lot of these OEMs and a lot of these future battery manufacturers, and so they're well aware of us. It's not that we're working in the dark or hiding our light under a leaf. We're basically you know, moving ahead with a project that makes sense, business sense, and makes sense as far as the environment's concerned. So that's something that people should, you won't read about it. It's something that the industry does not like to have anybody know about. You're not going to read about all this stuff in the bulletins that come out, or from a company that's producing batteries. They're not going to say that they have high losses and high turnaround in battery materials. So that's just not going to happen. And because that's very negative for the startup, and certainly they want to get through that period without pointing out the risks. So let's just say this, that we talked to enough of them. We've got a pretty good idea on what the going rate is for batteries. I won't say that, and but I imagine a lot of our competitors are seeing this because they're producing black mass. And then they want to get those batteries to produce the black mass, and then that black mass, they want to turn it into whatever kind of a solution they have at the end of the day to you know, put the material out to the battery manufacturer. So we've had our head down and our butt up. I've said that many times. And the whole idea is to come up with the best product at the best price. And the best price being what we can get for it. And so, you know, there's a reason for everything, guys. It's not, you know, people will find themselves in a bind. Other recyclers definitely will find themselves in a bind. You know, it certainly would have far-reaching effects for us, but we feel that we've got the solution and that we're 90% of the way there. And once the demonstration plant's up and running, and I hate to say it, but the delivery times are the shits, and so we haven't been able to start on that project just yet. But once that's done, we can actually design and pre-order the pieces for the commercial development. So that's it for me today. I wish everybody a good weekend. It's here that the forecast is for the same great weather we've been having, lots of rain. And so there probably won't be many people going out to any recreational areas, but it's still the weekend. You can rest up and get ready for the next week.
Larry, for people who are new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company who developed a process for treating low grades of manganese. When I'm talking low grades, I'm talking 2 or 3% grades that you would walk over on any other project. But that happens to be where the bulk of the resources in the U.S. lie, is in very low-grade material. And we developed a process that competed with China. And then the price of manganese metal went down. And luckily, we were able to get funded by the Department of Defense, or the DLA, and move that project on to actually testing the strategic stockpile at Wendon. We've done the first phase, and we're hoping to get a second phase, which I'm optimistic about. And, you know, that's where we bring in the pilot plant work. And so it's been a busy time on that regard. We've taken that process as a cornerstone of our lithium-ion battery recycling, and that's working out very well for us right from the get-go. And we've managed to raise all the money we needed to get to this point. We've just done a $20 million raise, although you think that, you know, that I'd given the shares away to the management or something, because $20 million is pretty much gives us a clear path to commercial production. And so it's a great company. You can read all about it. We're very transparent about the results. You can go to our site at americanmanganeseinc.com. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the U.S. QB board under the symbol AMYZF, and we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can reach the company at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
My guest has been Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on November 5th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.